Hello, welcome to the English program. Time to have a look at this big showcase thing going on in Liverpool. It's all very exciting and interesting and everything. And unfortunately, I'm over here in Spain, so I'm going to miss it. But it's taking part in my hometown of Liverpool. Yes, it's the BBC Worldwide Showcase 2012 from the 26th to the 29th of Feb this year. The showcase will move to Liverpool, for the first time. An exciting move, which means we can keep on, this is what the BBC says, on realising our ambitions for this unique content festival well into the future. In 2012, there will be some 2,800 hours of television content available for attendees to view in one of the 600 tailor-made digi-booths. The BBC Worldwide people will also host red carpet events and premieres where producers introduce their new series and forums, setting the stage for buyers to network with talent and producers. Basically, on the Sunday, it's 10 till 5, and then Monday to Wednesday, it's 8 till 5. That is the opening times of the showcase this year. So I've got all the press releases and everything here. BBC Worldwide's four-day TV export market, BBC Worldwide Showcase, will, for the first time, incorporate a dedicated digital day as it adapts to the evolution of the media industry, with speakers from Netflix and other people. That's this year. Well, next week, in fact. More information can be found by going to bbcworldwideshowcase.com. There we go. I did promise yesterday I was going to talk about it, and I just have. So the showcase is a cornerstone event for British TV, providing a major boost to TV exports and accounts for around 20% of BBC Worldwide's annual programme sales. I've got a question for BBC Worldwide. I want to know why it seems to be a good idea to sell the rights to programmes. Isn't it better just to sell the programme? My example is Only Fools and Horses. Why sell the right to remake Only Fools and Horses? Surely you can make more money from exporting the original series. Just a question. It's something I've always wanted to know. I thought I'd drop in the question just in case someone from the Beeb, in particular BBC Worldwide, happens to listen to this podcast. Always wondered why American programmes end up on the BBC and ITV and Sky and, quite frankly, all over the place in Britain. But British programmes very rarely, if at all, end up on American screens. Or if they do, not many people get to see it. And then when it becomes popular, the first thing that happens is it gets remade for the American audience and then gets resold back to Britain. Very bizarre. Just a question. Thought I'd ask it, see what happens. Anyway, this is the English programme's look at the BBC Worldwide Showcase taking place for the first time in my good old hometown of Liverpool.